Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
It's been reported that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to convene his security cabinet tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock Irish time, with much speculation that the Israeli cabinet is set to approve a full military occupation of the Gaza Strip. It currently occupies three quarters of the territory, and some army figures, such as the IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir, have cautioned against this escalation. Just before coming on air, I spoke with Ehud Olmert, who was Prime Minister of Israel from 2006 to 2009. I asked him first about this idea of full military occupation of Gaza.
I'm very much opposed to it, and I think that the majority of Israelis are opposed to it. Whether it's realistic or not depends on whether the Prime Minister is absolutely determined to carry on. I hope he will not. I know that the Chief of Staff of the Israeli Army is vehemently opposed to any attempt to expand the military operation into something similar to what Netanyahu wants. So the question is a military operation of what Netanyahu seems to support is likely to achieve a reasonable goal that perhaps can be justified or that can be worth the cost of doing it. The consensus in Israel and among most of the former commanders of the Israeli army and the former commanders of Mossad, of the security services, all of the former chief of staff of the army, all of them are against this operation on the ground that it is not worth the cost and it is not going to achieve any tangible asset that is worth it. And we may lose the remaining hostages that are still alive.
That's the warning that's coming from the United Nations. Sorry to cut across you, that this plan is deeply alarming. It would endanger the lives of more Palestinians and the Israeli hostages themselves. Yeah. You share those concerns?
Yeah. That's why, when you ask me whether it is possible or likely, I don't know. It the attempt depends on whether the cabinet will decide. But in terms of the likelihood of having such an operation that can bring the release of the hostages, it's definitely not. And that's why it is totally unacceptable by most of the people in Israel.
We understand his security cabinet will be convened tomorrow at 4 o'clock Irish time. I've seen interviews where you've said that Mr. Netanyahu is not listening to the voice of reason. Now, who is he listening to? What sort of voices are in the room calling for this action?
Well, I'm sure that you heard that he listens very carefully to what Ben-Gvir and Smotrich say. And what they say is basically go ahead, they conquer all of Gaza, occupy everything, get rid of all the Palestinians there into a humanitarian city, and let's be done with. And of course, what lies behind what they say is their desire to have the resettling of Israelis in Gaza, at least in the north part of Gaza. Again, this is crazy. This is unreal. But yes, if you ask whether Netanyahu listens more to my voice or to their voice, unfortunately, he listens to their voice.
You have said the war now is not worth the cost, and you're calling for an end to it now. Who will he listen to? Is it President Trump? Is it the world who's calling for this too, or who?
I don't know. I wish that President Trump would listen to his own instincts and to his own intuition. I am certain that Trump understands that continuing this military operation is not going to lead us into any good place. And what he needs to do is to summon Bibi to the White House and put him in the seat which he loves most, which is in front of the cameras in the Oval Office, and just there in front of cameras, as he likes Trump, he should say to Netanyahu, Bibi, it's all over with. Enough is enough. You have to end the war now. And if he will do that, Trump, it's the only way to force Netanyahu to listen to the voice of reason.
International anger over starvation in Gaza is leaving Israel increasingly isolated, with more countries, even steadfast allies of Israel, mulling over recognizing a Palestinian state. Will this make a difference?
Israel provides the humanitarian needs in big time, okay? After a long period in which we were not cooperating and not facilitating the provision of these humanitarian needs, regrettably and shamefully, okay? But now we are providing it. But in any event, look, I'm in favor of a Palestinian state. I sponsor the political solution of this nature. As you remember, I proposed to the president of the Palestinian Authority, Dr. Mahmoud Abbas, in 2008, mm-hmm. while I was prime minister, a comprehensive peace plan on the basis of two states, a Palestinian state alongside the state of Israel. And at that time, Palestinians didn't have the courage and the wisdom and the inspiration to sign, which may have changed the lives of millions and the entire Middle East. I didn't have the courage to do it. Now, I'm in favor of this solution. So when I hear President Macron and Prime Minister Sturmer and others supporting it, I say, okay, of course I'm in favor of it and I support them supporting it. But I feel that it is a mistake to present it as a threat or a punishment to Israel. If you will not do this, we will support a Palestinian state. Why? You have to support the idea of a Palestinian state regardless, because this is the only possible solution.
Mm-hmm.
But don't present it as a punishment. It's not a punishment.
I mentioned growing concerns about military action, even in areas where hostages are being held. 20 living hostages still in Gaza, around 30 have died. Will this realistically result in any of them being freed or being recovered safely? What is the likelihood of that?
Look, in the last more than 22 months, we were fighting in Gaza. The overwhelming superiority of the Israeli army, with all the different divisions and weapons and sophisticated high-tech cyber and whatnot, and we freed only a few in a military operation. So to assume that now, after 22 months under the present circumstances, we are going to free more, there is a much greater likelihood that we will lose all rather than free, and that the outcome of this military operation will be the demise of our hostages. This is, just to think about it, breaks the hearts of Israelis. People think that this is an excuse that Netanyahu uses in order to justify continuing the war endlessly. But this is definitely not something that we can acquiesce with or tolerate.
It breaks the heart of Israelis who, you say, and the opinion polls would suggest, want this war to stop too. You want them to stand up and change the tide, I've seen you say, to take some kind of civil disobedience or protest or what?
When asked, what do I suggest to the government that are opposing this policy, I said, listen, I'm not an advisor of foreign policies. I can advise my own people within the state of Israel. And my advice to the Israelis is get going, move out, express your discontent, express your opposition, go to the streets, go to the highways, do what we can do within the framework of a democratic system, and create a momentum that will bring down the government. I think it's mm-hmm. possible. I think that the mood is very much in this direction anyway.
In June, Ehud Olmert, you publicly denounced Benjamin Netanyahu in a piece for Haaretz, saying enough is enough, Israel is committing war crimes. What do you say now? Is because we hear increasing concerns about famine in Gaza, about genocide there.
No, let's not stretch it beyond the reasonable limits. Okay, there is not genocide and there is not a policy of genocide or a policy of extermination or an expressed desire to kill people by the government. There are some ministers in the cabinet, and I mentioned them before, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and the Messianic groups, they are totally intolerable and unacceptable, and they defend policies which can be interpreted as defending ethnic cleansing or crimes against humanity. But this is not the policy of the government, has not yet been accepted by the government. If a humanitarian city that they proposed will be built and 600,000 Palestinians will be forced into the humanitarian cities, then one can say justly that this is a policy of ethnic cleansing. But it hasn't yet been accomplished and it hasn't yet been tried. So we have to be careful. What I say, and I stick by what I say, is that when a war is illegitimate, and when so many of the Israelis, perhaps 70%, all of the, as I said before, all the former chief of staff of the Israeli army, five of them, all the generals, all the commanders of Mossad and the security services, and 70% of the Israelis say that this war is not legitimate, is not going to achieve any objective which is in line with the Israeli interests, national interests and security interests. And in the context of this, people are being killed, soldiers, hostages, and Palestinians in the densely populated areas where Hamas is still hiding. This is a crime, and we should stop it right away. And if we don't stop it, we are responsible for a terrible thing that caused the unjustly killing of innocent people.
And finally, Ehud Olmert, Hamas has said Israel's threats are repetitive, worthless and have no influence on their decisions. Is there a prospect of any more ceasefire talks based on that mood or what happens next?
While I criticize my government for good reasons, and I don't hesitate to do it, even at the cost of losing some sympathies in my country, I can't ignore that we are talking of Hamas, which is the murderous organization, the brutal organization, the terrorist organization, which has been doing the most unbelievable atrocities against innocent people. There could have been an agreement had Israel agreed to end the war and had Hamas been more cooperative in providing all the necessary assistance for releasing all the hostages. We saw the pictures of some of the hostages in the last few days, and it is heartbreaking. They are close to lose their lives under the tortures and the atrocities of Hamas.
Okay.
If the Israeli government will agree to end the war immediately, then maybe there is a chance. If the Hamas will agree to release all the hostages in a one phase, then maybe there is a chance. But we have two sides which need to change their position.
Okay. Heartbreaking, too, to see the images of ordinary Palestinian people and those dying, queuing for aid in Gaza as well. But for now, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, thank you for talking to me on Drive
Time. It's heartbreaking to see the Israeli hostages being on that situation.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, thank you for your time.